WHCL, Clinton, New York.
Headaches, headaches. Aspirin commercials give me headaches. Just when I'm feeling chipper as you please, that's when they show me all my sinus cavities. Headaches, headaches. Those sponsors don't care how my head aches. See that announcer, he looks so fine. His head should ache like mine. Headaches, headaches. Those pounding hammers give me headaches. They say it once and then they say again. Oh, tension, pressure, pain. Oh, tension, pressure, pain. Headaches, headaches. Those sponsors love it when my head aches. Mother, don't hand me those pills from the shelf. I'd rather do it myself. Sponsors love it when my head aches. There is one remedy that's unsurpassed, and their commercials give me headaches. Fast, fast, fast. Headaches, headaches. Aspirin commercials give me headaches. Today I swallowed the best cure yet. I ate my TV set.
Oh, yes. Well, Radiola is the only thing you want for pain relief tonight, believe me. That was Alan Sherman back in 1963 on My Son the Nut. Headaches. He does a good whistling there, too. I think that's him, yes. Has to be. Tannerian trill from Alan Sherman and headaches. Indeed, a lot of things give you headaches, and it isn't aspirin commercials these days. It's other people. And I'm supposing I'm giving a few people a headache. Well, you know, I'm trying not to. I'm trying to be mild here. I'm buffered radiola, you might say. Before that, Eric Roberts from the 1990 production of The Mikado. Someday it may happen that a victim must be found. And that was appropriate. I like those new lyrics there. I went through about five versions of this thing to find the right one, and that's it. That's the one. Yes, indeed, 1990. Before that, Doily Card Opera Company, that didn't need any updating at all. So please you, sir, that youth at us should have its fling as hard in us as hard in us. To our prerogative we cling, so pardon us, if we decline to dance and sing. And I hate music. So, well, not all music, just you know, some people's music. And here's Belle Baker, and she hates this. Singing with the Virginians in 1923, particular song she doesn't like, and you'll find out what it is.
Lately I've been off my nut. I keep hearing nothing but, yes, we have no bananas. would like to find that guy who composed this lullaby. Yes, we have no bananas. I wish that I could go to a cabaret or show where someone wouldn't come along and sing this doggone song. I've got the yes, we have no banana blues. I've got the blues, and when I hear it, oh how I fear it, it's just like hearing that news. It hasn't got a bit of sense, and I go wild when they commence. Bananas, bananas, I wish I could break up a million pianos. Day by day, week by week, if yes, we have no bananas. Every time that Greek meets Greek, if yes, we gotta know bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A, yes, no, take them away, I've got the yes, we have no banana blue today. Apricots and apples are good to eat. Potatoes and tomatoes can be beef. Onions, carpaccios, peaches and plums. I could stand for any kind of fruit that comes. Yesterday somebody kept asking me, say, what's the vegetable that starts with P? I gave it up and I asked him to tell. When he said bananas, I just had to yell.
About the latest picture show, but there is really only just one thing I'd like to know. What kind of a noise, an oyster? No matter what I do, the answer won't come through. What kind of a noise, an oyster? That's a question I would like an answer to. A little piece of cheese annoys a mouse, there is no doubt. But here's the one thing I've been trying hard to figure out. What kind of a noise, an oyster, when an oyster's in a stew? What kind of a noise, an oyster, I asked them at the zoo. They said they wish they knew. What kind of a noise, an oyster, that's a question I would like an answer to. A piece of cheese annoys a mouse annoys in turn. The cat who then annoys the dog, but still I cannot learn. What kind of a noise, an oyster, when an oyster's in a stew? Oysters live a life within a very narrow scope. One thing I've found out is that an oyster don't like soap. I'll admit the problem's been a sticker from the go. I've asked most everyone I've met and no one seems to know. What kind of a noise, an oyster, I figured till I'm blue. So now I'm asking you, what kind of a noise, an oyster, that's a question I would like an answer to. A piece of cheese annoys the mouse annoys the cat annoys the dog annoys your Sunday hat. But what kind kind of a oyster when an oyster's in a stew. Oh, what kind of an oyster I've asked each one I knew from here to Kalamazoo. What kind of an oyster? That's the question I would like an answer to. Now, simple things annoy a lot of simple folks, you see, and that's most likely why this question is annoying me. But what kind of an oyster when an oyster's in a stew?
Every night he sits in the house alone, 'cause he ain't got rhythm. Every night he sits there and wears a frown. He attracted his somebody's attention when he found the fourth dimension, but he ain't got rhythm for no one with him. Loneliest man in town, a lonely man is he, bending over his books. His wife and family keep giving him dirty looks, 'cause he ain't got rhythm. When they call him up, it's to call him down. In the month of January, he's a pile of dictionary. But he ain't got rhythm, has no one with him, the loneliest man in town.
He ain't got rhythm, singing there, playing his trumpet. What a sound. Of course, when I hear that, I feel good, but there are times when I think I ain't got rhythm, too. And maybe I could find that other guy, we could form a support group for those times when we feel oppressed by rhythm and unfriendly toward it. And there are times. Indeed, there are times. Hi, my name is Andy, and I ain't got rhythm. No, I don't see that happening. Before that, we had Frank Crummett. What kind of a oyster? 1930. Well, I'll leave that to you. What you would do? But I know what kind of annoys me. But I'm not an oyster that I know of. Before that, Bell Baker and the Virginians. Yes, I've got the Yes, We Have No Bananas blues. I love those songs. They're sort of responding to other songs. I ought to just round up every single one I can find and play a whole slew of those, but I've played two of them tonight, and that's the second one. 1923, that was, yes. This is Radio All and Andy Sr., and I hope you're enjoying this. I appreciate you listening and streaming and tuning in. It's nice to have a shoulder to cry on with our very... very considerate neighbors. I've had people say to me, I should just relax and enjoy it. Well, I've heard that in other situations, and that's never the right answer. So, definitely not. One must protest. One must protest. And, you know, we're heading toward high-tech barbarism if we're not steeped in it. I think we're wading, treading water in a morass of high-tech barbarism. And we have a limited spiritual, intellectual development in this country, but we have the best technology we've ever had, which strikes me as a recipe for disaster. Well, here's Barbaric from 1929, Irving Mills and his Hotsy Totsy Gang. This is a Hoagy Carmichael composition. Well, he wasn't barbaric.
Guna, gooda, gooda, gooda.
When the torchlights flare up, that's the signal, they pair up, there they go. Hear that savage serenade down there in the Everglades. Just a bum, diddy bum, diddy bum, diddy bum, diddy bum, diddy bum, diddy bum. They play tunes that have no name. All their music sounds the same. Just a bum, diddy bum, diddy bum, diddy bum, diddy bum, diddy bum, diddy bum. Natives singing and dancing never stop till they drop. Hear the stomping beat always on the beat. That's when lovers meet. What romancing, wildest kind of escapade to that savage serenade. Just a bum, diddy bum, diddy bum, diddy bum, diddy bum, diddy bum, diddy bum. From those savage native haunts to our swanky restaurants come the bum, diddy bum, diddy bum, diddy bum, diddy bum, diddy bum, diddy bum. It's the jungle telegraph, cracks our cultured shell in half with its bum, diddy bum, diddy bum, diddy bum, diddy bum, diddy bum, diddy bum. Portly Romeo's quiver to the thrum of the drum. Dainty slippered feet stamping out the beat, sweet but indiscreet, make you shiver. We're no different, goodness knows, from those dusky bells and bows. When it's bum, diddy bum, diddy bum, diddy bum, diddy bum, diddy bum, diddy bum.
Savage Rhythm, Cab Calloway and his orchestra, 1937. I'm not sure who was on the tenor there. Could that have been Chuvari, or was that too early for him? But that was 37. But that was a good tenor player, whoever that was. I'll have to look that up, because that's one of the gaps in my knowledge right there. Of course, it's so, you know, you're so distracted by everything these days. Before that, George Olsen and his orchestra. All their music sounds the same and it has no name. It's about the way it's the average. This song I should put on, hook up my keyboard amp and beam it across the street, and they'd think I was cool. George Olsen with Bob Rice, Jack Gifford, Bob Berger on the vocal is the vocal trio, Savage Serenade, and singing a lot of lyrics there, 1933, and that's worth closer study, that song. Beginning with Irving Mills, a little barbaric yawp from Hoagy Carmichael in there on Barbaric, Irving Mills and his Hotsy Totsy Gang, 1929. Yes, I'm Andy Senior, and I'm trying. I'm trying to fight against the tide. I realize we're living in the new dark ages here. What can we do? This is sure we've got nice gadgets, but we're heading toward a darkness of intellect and learning, and we're giving into hedonism. Although a little hedonism is fine. I don't mind. I have nothing against a little hedonism. In fact, if you want to be hedonistic in your own home and draw the blinds and not turn up your stereo, that doesn't bother me at all. It's just when people are conducting their bacchanalian revels out on the sidewalk with impunity. And impunity's been around a lot lately, in fact. I got to call the cops on him, too. We're going to continue now. We're going to take it down. You know, we're trying to understand the other people's point of view here. Phil Spitaldi, 1931, Chick Bullock on the vocal. I put my heart in my song, and and I got to put it somewhere. Thank you.
up on the beach, the man in the moon and me. Around the corner there's a party upstairs, here on the corner are we. The cop on the beach, the man in the moon and me. I go to my room, to hang around some more. I watch the happy looking couples go by, they're so in love they can't see. The cop on the beach, the man in the moon and me.
I've a good mind to thank you, then thank you for all you've done. You're a sweet little headache, full of quaint little schemes. But when I should forget you, I let you disturb my dreams. I thought I could hold my own with you, but you've got me all perplexed. Here am I alone with you, and what are you going to do next? You're a sweet little headache, if you keep on that way. What a sweet little heartache you'll turn out to be someday.
Al Boley with Geraldo. I don't know if he pronounced it like Rivera. I don't know. Did he say Geraldo or Geraldo? Maybe Geraldo. We'll go with that for tonight. Till I get corrected on that, too. You're a sweet little headache. And it depends. You know, it's some people don't mind having a headache. a constant pounding headache. You know, some people don't mind that at all. And, you know, I can't be like that. And they're just twitching. You know, they twitch to get through life, and that's fine. 1939, before that, Arden and Omen and their pianos and their orchestra, and Frank Luther on the vocal, the cop on the beat, the man in the moon, and me. And we're all sitting out there trying to wait for, you know, to nab somebody for this deal. And that party upstairs has gotten out of hand. Actually, it's downstairs, but I'm not going to tell you where it is, because you probably want to go there next time. That was 1932, and before that, Phil Spitalny, Chick Bullock. The words may be crude and the tune may be wrong. Well, that describes about 98% of the things I hear these days. And that's why I hate music. But, you know, maybe we should try to mediate the situation. Before I say how we would mediate it, this is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org in Clinton, New York, lovely Hamelin College. Beautiful out, sweaty inside, so I'm going outside at the end of the show. I'm not sticking around. But how would we mediate that? Bing Crosby. There's a start. Love Thy Neighbor. Well, that's basic stuff. Well, let's see if that works. Bing Crosby, 1934. Love Thy Neighbor.
Never treat others with scorn. We're only here 'cause we're born. Although you're way up, you may not stay up. Stop tooting your horn. Why boast of the wealth you possess, high on the hill of success? On friendship you never should frown. You'll need the same friends on the weary way down. Oh, love thy neighbor. Walk up and say, how be ya? Gee, but I'm glad to see a pal. How's tricks? What's new? Love thy neighbor. Offer to share his burden. Tell him to say the word, and you will see him through. Especially if there should be a beautiful girl next door. Say to that girl next door, now don't think I'm bold, but my mother told me to love thy neighbor. And you will find your labor a great deal easier. Life will be breezier if you love thy neighbor. Beautiful girl next door. You can say to that girl next door, now don't think I'm bold, but my mama told me to love thy neighbor. And you will find your labor a great deal easier. Life will be breezier if you love thy neighbor.
If this little problem you would understand, you would and your brother's a helping hand. Every little proverb you would understand. Send your brother's a helping hand. For whether you are white, pink, blue, or black, you have got to reach the 6 feet of a dance at that. So whether you agree or you should disagree, still I've got to side seriously with Bing Crosby singing. Life would be easier and time would be breezier if you love your neighbor. Well, we all know there is ideal happiness above, and this arises from the presence of brotherly love. So if of the joys of heaven you like to partake, this is an example you should strive to emulate. Resist all temptations and refrain from strife, and try to lead a noble and an upright life. And this too you must learn, to make the best of what you earn, and strictly learn to leave your brother's properties alone. Then life would be easier and time would be freezier if you love your neighbor. I can speak with biblical veracity that love's a passion sponsored by the divinity. And so we all should endeavor assiduously to walk in the path of virtue and humility. For he that humble let himself shall exalted be, and humble will be he who failing is vanity. So whatever we do, we should keep in mind the view that the other man is worth twice as much or more than you. And life would be easier and time would be breezier if you love your neighbor. If there were brotherly love, of course there'd be no war, nor would there be any such thing as absurd as law. Mussolini would not wish that Selassie were dead, nor would Selassie have craved Benito's blood and head. There would be no warring armies, no police, no thieves. Existence would be ideal, no pain, no grief. There would be no bacchanal, no such thing as scandal. But of course that does not mean that there would be no carnival. And life would be easier and time would be breezier if you love your neighbor.
Pamando cuda pera, y Jumbo Tepa the Cobera.
Oh, man, calm down, Gates.
Hey, what you know, Jack?
I don't know nothing.
Oh, everything's solid, bro.
Zuta,
Muta, to the African Jive,
Zuta,
and the African Jive,
Zuta,
and the African Jive,
Ruta,
the African Jive, Nito, the African Jive. Mazota lake pota samaya pote bale koya potaya.
Apparently not. There's just dissension in the ranks here. We just can't get the sides together. What can we do? as much as I love that, I hate music, but I love that recording. Oh God. But yeah, there's a failure to agree here. Slim and Slam, African Jive, 1941. Sounds like that, only louder. Before that, Lion, Love Thy Neighbor. Maybe there would be no Bacchanal. I could live with that. I don't know when that was recorded because there was no date on the disc, but I would have to say late 30s. Also from 1934, Bing Crosby, Love Thy Neighbor. The song to which he refers from We're Not Dressing, yes, which was based on The Admirable Crichton by James M. Barrie. So there's a literary thing there. Anyway, so we're just not going to get along here. I don't know what to say. It's rather sad. It's very terribly sad. So what can you do? Shut yourself in. Build a safe room with acoustical paneling. Put shock absorbers on the house. The cops can't do anything. People will have their rhythm. They will have their noise, and they want to hear it nice and loud so they can really enjoy it. And I hate music. So, what's to do? What indeed? But there's always this dream.
simple and quiet. You really ought to try it. You walk about and talk about the pleasant things in life. It's so restful in the country. It's the right kind of diet. You really ought to try it. You lie and dream beside a stream where daisies nod hello. City living is a pretty living. It's so full of unexpected thrills. But there's too much stone, too much telephone. There's too much of everything but trees and hills. It's so peaceful in the country. It's so simple and quiet. Someday you're bound to try it. The only place to be, the place for you and me, where it's peaceful in the country. The skyline of New York is a splendid sight. I know Chicago's loop is magical at night. The natives of Cleveland, of Frisco and Boston, and natives of cities a stranger gets lost in, all of them claim that their city's the best. From deep in the South and from out in the West, perhaps it's all true, but from my point of view,
it's so peaceful in the country. It's so simple and quiet. Someday you're bound to try it.
The only place to be, the place for you and me, where it's peaceful in the country.
But we're not moving. No, we're staying. We're still, we'll tough it out. This too shall pass. That was Mildred Bailey. It's so peaceful in the country. Alec Wilder's, you know, he was, my friend says, Alec Wilder isn't heard enough, and I can see why. What a songwriter. Beautiful stuff. Then 1941, So Peaceful in the Country. Before that, Henry King, Just a Quiet Evening. 1937, Joseph Sooty on the vocal there. But, yeah, that's an ideal. Find a nice, comfortable place in your own self and try to hang out there when the world around you rages and thumps and throbs and screams and makes your house rattle. You really have to look toward, I'm not saying you should ignore it all, but sometimes you just have to find that nice, happy place, wherever that may be. Sometimes it's with a, you know, beer. Sometimes it's with an old movie. Put on your headphones. So, I don't know what to say. This is Radio All. I'm Andy Senior, and before I conclude tonight, a couple of program notes. Next week, be sure to listen to Mark Fuller. And Retro Country, that's on at 6 on next Friday. He's on at 6 till 8. I'm on at 8, so tune in early and listen to some great old country music it's like that old honky-tonk and there's elements of Western swing. It's basically good stuff, so tune in. Well, Mark is a great show. And next week I'll be less controversial. And Washboard Rhythm Kings here. Now this is keeping with our theme. And there'll be a little after show, so for those who are interested. But here are the Washboard Rhythm Kings. My Silent Love. WHCL, Clinton, New York.